everybody. I wanted to give you a little update on the Section 174 stuff. So today is tax day. And so the letter was sent to Congress this morning. The final total ended up being 597 companies from all 50 states plus DC, which was pretty amazing. And we are already getting press coverage on it. So CNBC had a really good article, long article this morning. Software firms across the U.S. facing massive tax bills that threaten tech startup world survival, featuring our very own Landon Bennett and Ian Landsman. So little round of applause for Ian and Landon for talking to CNBC about this. This is going to do, I mean, so much for this effort. And it was also mentioned in Politico's Pro Morning Tax newsletter, which is a like paid subscription only newsletter for tax policy and tax professionals, that the writer was not only kind enough to include a mention of our letter in today's issue, but also then forwarded it to me and gave me permission to screenshot it. Which was really great. And it's newsletter, so I'm gonna read this. Okay, so it says, Feeling the Pain, an informal coalition of 597 small software business owners sent a letter to congressional tax writers this morning expressing concern about the new research and development rules that are affecting taxes filed this year. The rules, which require companies to deduct their research expenses over 5 years rather than allowing them to do so immediately, are resulting in unprecedented tax liability, according to the coalition. For example, quote, many of us are frozen hiring or suspended projects. Some of us are now considering laying off staff or reducing salaries, the coalition says. Others are borrowing to pay our taxes, either from credit cards, personal savings, or lines of credit. It could be interesting to see if Democrats start hearing from their constituents in this regard and feel some pressure to drop their ultimatum that any reversal of R&D should be accompanied by an expanded child tax credit. Now that it's not only the Boeings and Lockheed Martins of the business world knocking on lawmakers' doors. So that was the snippet there. And that kind of gets me to the next thing that I wanted to talk about, which was not only telling you that the letter is out and that we're getting some good press coverage so far, but also that this is only the beginning. Later this week, I'm going to be emailing everybody who signed up. So I know there were a bunch of people like who signed up at MicroConf on Monday, and unfortunately I had already closed the letter. I had to go to bed at some point. Send it out to Congress first thing this morning. But so even if you didn't sign it, what I'm going to ask you to do is to send it to your members of Congress, which is to say your representatives and your senators, especially if they are not on House Ways and Means or Senate Finance, because I sent the letter to Senate Finance, House Ways and Means, and then the leadership of both the House and Senate. And so it's important that as many members as possible see this letter. And you don't even have to wait for me to email you. You could go ahead and do this now. So look up your congressperson, and you should be able to find their contact form and also your senators. It's worth taking a look at which committees they're on. For example, even if they aren't on Ways and Means or Senate Finance, but if they're on a small business committee or whatnot, even if they aren't, but like that's a helpful thing to mention is, hey, since you're a member of so-and-so committee, right? But then say, you know, I'm a small software business, you know, this is how this is impacting us specifically. Like, it's very important to mention that. And, you know, it's helpful if you give specifics, but if you're not comfortable doing that, you can say, you know, this is causing great uncertainty for our business and impacting our ability to plan during period of, you know, financial turmoil. Broadly, you know, just as long as you add something specific and you mention, you know, that you live in their district or their state, and that you have a business, and then you include the letter either in the copy of the email or attach it. That's really, really helpful. If you want to get extra creative, you can also Google for their staff emails, which is what I've been doing. But you can also just use their contact forms. So yes, so that is the next stage of this. And in many ways, that is kind of the second half of the letter. Receiving it, you know, like just the letter itself is one thing, but it's really important that this starts to get tallied up on representatives and senators' contact lists. Because there's expected to be a House bill, as mentioned in the CNBC article, any day now. According to that article, there will be bipartisan House legislation introduced on Tuesday. Okay, so that's today. By Kansas Republican Ron Esses and Connecticut Democrat John Larson, with 60 co-sponsors evenly split among party lines. So that is great news, but that is coming out this week. And so what this means is that when you call or email Congress now, like there's a way for them to track this, because there's a specific bill number for them to say this constituent called in or emailed or faxed about this this specific issue. I'm gonna be sending an email about that later this week. I know today is a little bit hectic for people, because, you know, your taxes are due today. So I'm purposely not sending that today, and we're kind of just I'm just sort of sending this to sort of every tax reporter I've been able to find who's sort of like written about this and just doing a lot of Googling myself this morning. But they have been responsive so far. I'm very encouraged by the reaction so far, but as I don't know, I've been quoting Churchill a lot. You know, this is maybe the end of the beginning, but this is still not over. This is just the start. And I am, all things considered, given everything else, I'm feeling hopeful right now. I'm incredibly proud of us for pulling together and doing this. I mean, I know there are thousands of us, but having 597 of us come together to do this is incredible, and the outpouring of support from the community for this. Like, I know most of us, you know, we are seasoned online veterans and try not to talk about politics because, you know, it just goes south really fast. And so I really appreciate people sticking their necks out for this. And I'm just proud of us for, like, coming together, speaking our voices, like, making it clear, because I mean, this threatens our way of life, right? Like, and I think, you know, Ian and Landon put this really well in the CNBC article, that, like, the economics of a small software company just don't make sense with this in place. And the problem is it's already in place. And, you know, I want to read what Landon Bennett was quoted as saying. Bennett says the odds may be 50-50, but many software startup founders like him have had no choice but to believe that Congress will act, because the alternative to not bringing back full expensing of R&D is non-existence. Quote, I think it would be existential for the entire tech startup community, he said. Kind of like a bank run, but for tech. I mean, I think if this stands, things will change a lot. And I guess I've been sort of thinking about this today, because I don't know, it's been a little bit of a weird day. You know, I woke up and then I sent this letter to Congress, which felt like submitting the most important term paper of my life. And because, oh my God, I read that thing for typos like 8 million times, because the weight of it, not just being something from me, but also from everybody else, the 597 who signed and the thousands of others who didn't come across the letter. That was really, I didn't really sleep last night. I submitted that this morning, and then I spent most of the day working on a security review. And then I've just been trimming an apple tree. I don't know. That kind of life where, you know, close my laptop at the end of the day and go trim an apple tree and live in the countryside. Like, that kind of life is not really as possible in one where small software companies are uneconomical to run. And, you know, and you know, so many companies are pulling back remote work. And, like, you know, if I had to commute an hour to work in a big city, right, like, that's just very different. Instead, I'm looking out the window right now, watching my dog run around and my daughter jump on the trampoline. And that's something I value. And it's something that's guided me for a long time of helping other people get this kind of freedom if they want it. And this is a threat to all of that, for me and for all of us. And so even though I am so tired of talking about taxes, and I look forward to never talking about taxes ever again after, I mean, I thought sales taxes were going to be the most of my worries about taxes this year. No, but this has to be done for us, for everybody else, for everybody who might consider starting a SaaS, you know, breaking out on their own next year, the year after, right? This has to be done. So, okay, please share the articles. If you saw me tweet them, the CNBC article, I guess I'll put a link in the show notes, the CNBC article, and then I also tweeted a screenshot of the Politico article, and I'll follow up with people next week, or sorry, later this week, and encourage you to reach out to your senators and representatives so that they can get it in their hands and we keep this thing moving. Talk to you later.
Huge thanks to all of our listeners who've become software socialites and support our show. Chris from Chipper CI, the daringly handsome Kevin Griffin, and Mike from Gently Used Domains, who has a nice personality, Dave from Recut, Max of Online or Not, Stefan from Talk to Stefan, Brendan Andrade of Brightbits, Team Tuple, Alex Hillman from the Tiny MBA, Rami from Hovercode and Rocket Gems, Jane and Benedict from UserList, Kendall Morgan, Ruben Gomez of Signwell, Corey Haynes of Swipewell, Mike Wade of CrowdCentury, Nate Ritter of RoomSteals, Anna Mast of SubscribeSense, Jeff Roberts from Outsetta, Justin Jackson, MegaMaker, Jack Ellis and Paul Jarvis from Fathom Analytics, Matthew from Appointment Reminder, Andrew Culver at Bullet Train, John Coster, Alex of Corso Systems, Richard from Stunning, Josh, the annoyingly pragmatic founder, Ben from ConsentKit, John from Credo and Editor Ninja, Cam Sloan, Michael Copper of Nusi Proposals, Chris from URL Box, Callie of Toslet, Greg Park from Trait Lab, Adam from Rails Autoscale, Lana and Alex from Recapsy, Joe Mazzalotti of RailsDevs.com, Proud Mama from Opelnet LLC, Anna from Cradle, Monsef from Ruby on Mac, Steve of Be Inclusive, Simon Bennett of Snapshooter Backups, Josh Smith of KeyHero.io, Jesper Christensen of Form Backend, Matthew of WorkCited, Chris of JetBoost.io, Daryl Shannon of Docomatic, Larabels, a community for Larabel developers underrepresented due to their gender, Brendan from Feederloop, Pascal from Sharpen.page, Lynn Romick from Conbini, Arvid Kahl, James Sowers from Castaway.fm, Jessica Malnick, Damian Moore of Audio Audit Podcast Checker, Eldon from Nodal Studios, Mitchell Davis from RecruitKit.